you know, it still hasn't hit me yet that I play for my hometown team, a team that I always grew up rooting for. So that's all I meant by it. You know, sometimes you wake up and it's like, man, it's reality. So that was it. Making it to the playoffs. Making it to the playoffs that'll make it click, and I understand. But, you know, just winning football games, just understanding that the Cleveland Browns haven't been 4-3 in a while, understanding that we could have a better record, you know, woulda, coulda, shoulda. You know, we have a bunch of winnable games on our schedule. You know, it's exciting. Well, I don't know if it's us making a home field advantage. I think it's the fans that's making it a home field advantage. And a lot of the good football teams around National Football League, they have that home field advantage on third down when teams are behind the sticks and quarterbacks are trying to change plays or get the snap and you get false starts and you get guys moving before the snap. That's what you need, and that's what home field advantage does for you. It allows guys to feed off of the crowd, the energy of the crowd. And, you know, it goes hand in hand. We make a play, they get loud. They get loud, we make a play. So, you know, it's not us that create the home field advantage. It's really our fans. Yeah, I got some, you know, but, you know, that's just one play in a season. And now we have 9 other football games to worry about, starting with Tampa Bay this week. And, you know, we look forward to going out there and making some plays against them, especially in the defensive backfield. We feel like we can make some plays, and when we play well, we win the football game. So we understand that there's a direct correlation between the defensive backs playing well and winning the game, and we have to go out there and be on our P's and Q's at all times. Play with Johnny. You know, he's a guy, a big guy, 6'5", 6'6", 230. You know, looks like a younger version of Vincent Jackson out there. You know, they trust him to go up and get the football. You know, really good hands on the deep ball throws. You know, so that's a guy that we're going to have to defend against the fades, the back shoulder throws, and making sure that we wrap these guys and tackle them, you know, when they catch the football, because they are bigger, stronger guys. You know, so, you know, as a rookie, you know, being a big receiver, he's been doing a pretty good job. Preseason, you know, we knew what type of character guys we had, the type of talent that we had in the room, but we didn't know how quickly it would gel. And it takes a while. It takes a while to gel. But right now, going into week 9 in the football season, week 8 for us, you know, we're gelling. You know, we understand what each other's thinking out there. You know, everybody's in tune with the calls and, you know, the small intricate details throughout the week that the coaches continue to harp on over and over and over and taking it onto the football field. And we're thinking, you know, a little faster than we were. We're using the offensive clues and what they've given us, and we're going out there and making plays. So I think we are, you know, starting to come together, starting to gel as a defense. Well, you know that they're going to throw the football up. You know that these guys are naturally 6'5", you know, good jumpers, good hands. You know, so you have to beat them off the ground. You have to get up as corners. They have to get up and press them. Because if you play off them, they can basketball you and body you out and catch the football. So, you know, that's the challenge. Not giving up those deep throws to the guys that are, you know, we're giving up 5, 6, 7 inches in some cases to them. So, you know, we just have to be ready and understand what they like to do, beat them to the punch, and get off the ground before they do, and not allow them to make some of those great plays.